Ladies, gentlemen, folks of all kinds, hello, welcome. Welcome to the July horoscope edition. That is Jamie Ryan, a non-astrologer in Los Angeles.
And that's my fellow non-astrologer, Austin Williams, in Chicago.
Hello. Man, we are here. We are doing it. We're like leaning into Shot Girl Summer and all of the things. Like, everything's happening live. I feel like June was chaos. So was May. We can't know. Mm. Again, this 0 to 60 shit. And I'm excited to hear about what July has to offer in potentially the same capacity? Question mark. We'll find out. We'll tell you. So without further ado, I don't know, Jamie, let's get into it. What the fuck's happening in July?
Absolutely. And like, to that point, like, we're definitely like rolling in on the heels of the retrograde. I don't want to say that like everyone's feeling it, but like, I'm feeling it, like internet outages.
I keep having issues.
Computer crashes. And I'm going to say, like, mm-hmm. I told y'all to back up your computers. I know I did. Mm. I'm not going to roll the tape, but it's told. There.
Don't play us like we didn't warn you. Okay?
Missed texts, miscommunications. June was wild. And like, so was May. But I don't want to like overpromise anything. Now July is upon us, and it seems like it might be time for a little bit of a vibe shift. Obviously, we're still in Cancer season, feeling soft, having deep experiences, and
crying.
Lots, so much crying of all kinds. There's you never know
joyful
until
tears, truly, sad tears, stress tears.
Just until
tears.
Late June, you don't know how many kinds of tears that there are, and you're reminded.
And then then they just all exit every orifice of your body.
Mm-hmm. It's the great exodus. But a happy birthday to my personal soft shell crab, and also to my grandma and Jesse of Rhino Ceramics, and all the other cancers that we love. There are many. Generally,
yes.
July seems like a
many
pretty
cancers.
Many cancers, but July seems like a pretty lucky month overall for like the bulk of the zodiac, at least what I saw. However, the only like rough thing throughout feels like people are not going to be financially lucky this month. So just note that.
Feels right.
Yeah, but July, it's not about that.
We had like, maybe we were like strapped in for cash in pandemic ways because it certainly ripped a lot of work and the things. And also, you know, then I think everybody also was like, that caused people to live more frugally. But then we were in our homes just like eating dry goods, like everybody, you know. And now we're out in the world being like, oh my God, I want to do everything because I can again. And yeah, it's not a fine, it's a financial stretch. Perhaps
we're just
maybe
out
you
here.
You want to do more than you can.
Buying universal theme park passes. Just doing shit like
Jamie.
That. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
maybe
say
you
I.
Are.
Who, so, you don't know. But it does seem like, other than financially, it's a pretty good month. And like, July's not about money. It's about looking and feeling. Exactly. Looking and feeling hot, meeting new and old people. I mean that in all ways.
Hot people, even.
Yeah. Having deep feelings, lots of experiences, and high energy, perhaps. And on the note of high energy, Leo will be in charge of the second half of the month. And a happy early birthday to you guys as well. My other grandma, my grandmas are both situated in June, or I mean July. But we love your season. And we hope that like we can live that like Leo swim up bar lifestyle as well. We all aspire to that.
The swim up bar lifestyle of which we speak.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It makes an appearance here a lot. But
we talk too often about swim up bars, but is there such a thing as too often to about swim up bars? I think no.
I think once a month is good. That's what we do.
Okay. At least.
But I'm hyped for July. Honestly, like I'm feeling very optimistic. And with that, what are a few dates we should keep our eyes peeled for?
Absolutely. Let's get into it. Hello. Let's just dust it off from the jump. On the 1st of July, we've got a fourth quarter moon phase in Aries. This is a great time to clean up, clear out, and, you know, get through the dust over the next week. Take the initiative with anything you need to remove in your life. Listen, physical, emotional, you tell me. Maybe you need to remove some saline from your body.
Extract it.
Tears.
Yeah.
On the 9th, we've got a new moon in Cancer. This is a great time to start working on a project from the ground up. Tackle new projects at home. Spend some extra time with your family or the people you think of as family, that good, good chosen family. And tend to your emotional needs. Is there anything more cancery than that? I would argue no.
Mm-mm.
On the 11th, Mercury enters Cancer. The mind and emotions come together over the next few weeks, and you can find it easier to express what you're feeling and to be more authentic in communications.
Thank God.
That might be even more cancery, that cancery communication. We love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the 17th, we've got a second quarter moon phase in Libra. This is a good time to, you know, take a breath, take a moment, and adjust over the next week in your relationships, any kind of dealings with others. Like a true Libra spirit, this is a time to think about compromises you might make, okay?
Mm.
On the 21st, Venus enters Virgo. Pay closer attention to your loved ones over the next few weeks, and maybe a beautiful time to make a small gesture or two to show them how much you care about them. I love that. Beautiful.
Just a small gesture. Yeah.
A small gesture is a great way to close out that beautiful Cancer season on the 21st before on the 22nd, our sweet sun enters Leo.
Mm.
Listen. Sun entering Leo.
Here
this is
comes.
A time to let your personality shine through.
Go to the beach,
spend
water
more
park.
Time doing what you love, being with the people you love, and I don't know, doing the people you love.
Absolutely, you did. They heard it.
Big Leo energy, baby.
Mm-hmm.
On the 23rd, we've got a full moon in Aquarius.
Mm.
This is a time to finalize your plans for your dreams, become more invested in causes you're passionate about, grow closer with the friends that you care about. Maybe you're doing them. We can't know. Mm. And give yourself generally more space to be true to who you really are. Also want to call out on the 27th, my personal favorite number, Mercury enters Leo. Communication here, like a true Leo spirit, can become a little more theatrical, shall we say?
Sure,
over the next few weeks, you might be a little bit more gregarious, creative, and playful. Honestly, fun. Sounds great for July.
Here for it.
On the 29th, Mars enters Virgo. And this is time, really, there can be plenty of work to maybe get done over the next coming weeks. And the more you do, the more you may want to do.
Oh, yeah.
This is a time you can be highly productive, efficient, organized, prompt. We love it. We love to see it. And last but not least, on the 31st, I just want to mention that the fourth quarter moon phase in Taurus is happening. We're kind of ending this month how we began it. This is a time to clean up and clear out over the next week with anything that's caused instability or insecurity throughout July. So all sorts of big, fun, sexy energy, honestly, throughout the month. And both starting and kind of ending the month with a little bit of house cleaning, clarity.
I'm very into that.
Removal of things that are hindering you.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Feeling yourself and getting rid of what's not working, perhaps.
That's right. So without further ado, in the spirit of Leos that we'll get into later, and listen, crabs, I'm coming for you too, but I'm going to channel the Leos for a minute and talk about the Geminis, because that's how I do this segment. I talk about myself.
Sure,
okay,
yes,
let's go.
That is. I was trying to figure out how that was channeling the Leo. Anyway, go ahead. I got it now.
You feel me.
I do. Mm-hmm.
It all comes full circle. Listen, sweet gems, July for us. This is going to be an auspicious period in which everything really could go our way. Love to see it.
Mm. I told you it's a lucky month. Sorry.
Yeah, truly. Some things that maybe seem a little unrealistic in the past might begin to materialize into it for us. We could gain the interest of a person of our attraction or desire who maybe wants to really get to know us better and like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So be open to the world and the people around you. And sweet gems, let's prepare for some changes. We don't know. All right. This is a time that we might take some big steps forward. I do want to call out that maybe another person, another Gemini, little gems, a gem, but also could be a Sag, could be a Virgo. Can't know. Got some options out here. Some players at large. Could be a big inspiration for us. Creative, kind of mind-stimulating things. Maybe somebody we're in deep conversation with. So listen, in your free time, get out there. Socialize in as the world opens up, like, you know, post-COVID things, shot girl summer, what all the kids are saying. Go to parties, meetings, picnics, whatever people are inviting you to, birthdays. This is going to be summer birthdays. I can just feel it.
I can
Everybody's
feel that
ready
as
for
well.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the summer birthdays. And also maybe just calling out too, if there's like an old acquaintance that maybe somebody is reaching out to you and maybe this time they're looking for more than friendship. Maybe that's this person you might strike up some curiosity with. Could be on the horizon. But All to say, you know, at the end of the month, that could be a good time if you're thinking about taking about a longer trip, something you've been thinking about for July, end of July into August, a great time. And I don't know, some people are saying that this would be a perfect month to take on a big venture, get married. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're doing either.
Big stuff.
Yeah.
Are you trying to elope? We can't know.
We cannot.
But all to say, generally, July, sweet gems, I am happy to report that we can just prepare ourselves for events and gatherings that are really going to result in a harmonious mood. We get to enjoy the comforts of home. We relax, put on some tunes, whatever it is that has a positive effect on us. July is a month to lean into it. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Well, since you did Gemini, I'll do Aquarius. But congratulations on like a pretty solid month ahead for you anyway.
I'm excited. For myself and for the rest of us.
I'm excited for you guys too. Aquarians, here we are. It's our time. July is going to be all about love, rest, and moving the fuck on, as Austin somewhat alluded to in kind of housekeeping terms.
Yeah, clean it out.
I'm so into it. I'm so ready for July. And if you're like me, these readings have been shockingly accurate for you. Then I know that your time recently has been really full of stretches and challenges in various areas over the last few months. And I can say, I think, seems like we are in for a bit of a respite from this intensity. And I don't want to speak for everyone, but personally, I've got a lot of like superiors vacationing in July, which means like a slower flow. And I'm really excited for work to like maybe take a back seat for a second. And seems like that checks out. I might get my wish and you might get it too.
I'm hoping for you guys.
I don't know. Maybe like you work at a school and summer hours are happening. I don't know. For whatever reason, we can place our attention somewhere else and recharge a little bit. Phew. July also promises to be an amorous month if we are attentive and attuned to our loved ones, which I have to say, guys, like full transparency on my end and looking at you, like we can be a little bit aloof and maybe sometimes not realize that we're not being like super attentive to our friends, family, and loved ones, etc. So just, you know, check it and like things will be good. Single Aquarians will have a lot of opportunity for both short and long-term matches this month. So do it up, guys. Go out. Seems like you're going to be fucking. Partnered Aquarians are the ones who will need to be aware of paying more attention to our honeys, as I mentioned. I don't know. Just one of those times we might be a little bit spacey and that could easily be misunderstood by many people.
Okay.
However, personally, this isn't for you. This is just for me. Hopefully this will overlap for me with the time that my partner is out of town for 2 weeks and I can just kind of float on my own in my weird brain. I hope that for you too. Anyway, only time will tell, but we have mostly good connections this month across the board. And moving on is apparently a theme this month, as I mentioned before. God, I can't talk today. Sorry. And I don't know what you're holding on to. And I barely know what I'm holding on to. But apparently,
what is holding on, really?
What is holding on? Yeah. Yeah. What is a grudge? I don't know. But apparently, July 2021 is the time for Aquarians to put that baggage down with abandon. Whatever that means. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean, like, reconciliation, if that's, like, what you're up against. But just, like, don't let a bunch of negative stuff take up space in our brains anymore, I think, is kind of the general vibe of that. So we will leave that baggage unattended and move the fuck on. And I am so excited for me and for everyone about that. And who is next?
All right. Without further ado, now that I've dusted off my own ego, Cancers, I'm coming for you.
Now you can focus.
Sweet crabs. Now I can focus clearly on you now that I've gotten my own shit off my chest. Listen. July will be a period of many changes for you, okay? In the season of change, in your season. But here's the thing, it's going to be good. Look, you may have a lot of things come at you, but there's nothing that's going to come at you that you cannot overcome, and I love that. We talk about your pinchers all the time.
Clawing up a mountain.
Listen, this is a time to have the freedom of wings. Picture a crab, but with wings on it.
I love like the image. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big fan. Fantastical.
Cryptid. Yeah.
Yep, please draw one. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I will.
Listen, you, this month's sweet crabs, are going to be more willingly than maybe you usually are, like, ready to lean into meeting new people, talking to your friends, making plans for the development of just, like, your emotional life. You're, like, ready to, again, have wings, get out of mm-hmm. that little shell, tuck those pinches aside. Flying out of the cave. Not a little, yeah, not hiding in that cave, not too protective. I like it for you. Listen, good things are coming to you. And if you find yourself in need this month, you have got neighbors, relatives, loved ones, whoever, who's ready to come to your aid. So don't be afraid to ask for help if you do find yourself needing it. At the beginning of the month, we're seeing stuff that's really related to the development of your personal career. I feel like I talked about this for you guys in June.
You did indeed.
But things are on the horizon, okay? Got some professional development. I want to say the tip I would give you, and listen, it's your birthday month and, like, you know, I don't know, lean into feeling yourself, okay? And by that, I do mean, like, take care of your appearance and just, like, your vibe and whatever you're putting out there, especially if you have meetings with maybe some people in high positions. But, you know, put your best self out there this month, because I think it's likely that you'll run into some folks who could help advance you and, you know, mm-hmm. put that energy out there, put that vibe out there, feel yourself. The confidence that comes with it will be, returned to you, I guess I should say, right?
Sure, yeah.
Potentially this month, you might get a phone call from somebody maybe far away, and they might have some interesting suggestions or opinions for you, maybe about a project you're working on, maybe about some career-ish. You might get an opportunity to interview with somebody who's a little distant, who might have a lot of fascinating ideas. Mm-hmm. Also a month that you may have a chance to take a trip perhaps overseas, perhaps to, you know, another country, maybe a little bit more localized, who's to say, but a time that could really deepen your knowledge, whatever that looks like, okay? At the end of the month, this is the only thing I want you to take a little bit of warning about, that, I don't know, maybe something in your household, you could feel a little distanced, a little destabilized. People in permanent relationships, you might just, because you're feeling this energy, this surge, these wings, this independence, you might feel a real urge to be independent. So I think lean into the things you want to do by yourself, and, you know, it's okay if you are leaning into some of your own passions. Sweet crabs, you take care of everybody else. Listen, take care of yourself sure this month. Yeah. It's your turn. It's your season. Listen, everybody might not respect that, but I'm telling you, it's what's going on. I do want to say, and you're the only one, as Jamie alluded to some financial juju that I think I'm going to say this to, but you may have a situation that could come up at the end of the month again. End of the month feels a little rockier than the beginning. Just that I would say something could complicate your life a little bit. But here's the thing. You're not going to complain about a lack of cash while that's happening. Perhaps a hidden source, perhaps a family member who's super generous, whatever it is, I'm not worried about you financially, sweet crabs, okay? And listen, I think that's good. Maybe it's a new venture. Maybe it's a new job shit. Sounds mm-hmm. like you're talking to some people. Mm-hmm. So lean in to your freedom, your independence. Put on your wings. I don't know if that means you need to consume a Red Bull. I don't know how these things work. But I do support you in whatever flights you're going on this July. Who we talking about next?
Next, Aries. I'll keep it strictly alphabetical. Here we go. Sweet brother and other Aries. The most important thing to me about your month is that,
okay.
I think this is the most interesting thing, is that supposedly you will meet someone special to you who you used to know a long time ago, which feels like a lot of people are having these pop-ups from blasts from the past.
From
you
the
know?
Past. Mm-hmm. A voice from the past.
This person will be someone who you maybe had like some old drama with, maybe a relationship, a falling out. I don't know. Something was weird between the two of you many, many years ago. The reemergence of this person in your sphere will be an opportunity to better explain those old situations. And here's our theme for the month. Move the fuck on. Clear the baggage out. This is actually a great opportunity, even though maybe it like makes you feel nervous. It would make me feel nervous. But
okay.
Yeah, just sensing a theme this month. But it is likely that your relationship with this old friend or lover will be able to start over on solid footing. So that's great. You're both in a different phase in your life. You still like each other, seems like. So great.
Seems.
Seems. Mm-hmm. You'll also be very happily busy with social engagements and various projects like many other people. And I see you changing that finish on your bass and Frankensteining those speaker cabinets together. Sorry, that was too. For a specific Aries as usual. But there could...
Hello, Jack.
Hello. I don't think he even listens. Anyway, hi if you do. But there could be a new person who is a Leo or Aquarius who will want to be a part of these projects and these parties with you. Maybe a new friend or maybe an annoying acquaintance. It's unclear. Only time will tell. But someone
will... An annoying acquaintance. Sure, sure, sure.
Someone will not leave you alone, either in a great or terrible way. I don't know. Also, another person, you have many visitors this month. Someone may appear in your orbit who is interested in you romantically, and they'll hang around, they'll pay a little extra attention to you, but they probably won't make a move unless you do. So if you are interested, it's going to have to be you. Also, know that they either, and this is also interesting to me, but they either have a secret about themselves that could affect you, or they know a secret about you that they're withholding. It's unclear, but this person is harboring a secret. So I guess just be aware of that. It's super weird. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, who's next? Look out for secret keepers.
Look out for secret keepers. Are they fucking Scorpios? Those traitors.
Well, we'll get to that with the secrets go on.
Okay. Well, I'm not here to talk about Scorpios because I'm never here to.
It's my job.
Let's talk about the sweet Sagittarians. Hello, my future husbands. In July, your thoughts should be focused primarily on the care of your own inner balance. Mm. Love this for you. You're going to love what I'm going to tell you. Listen, take a short trip outside the city. It is a good idea to get some distance from whatever surrounding issues may be, your little bips and bops in your day-to-day life, and breathe some fucking fresh air. And here's the thing. We know you, Sagges. You love to do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not giving you advice you don't already want to take. Blessed. It is an important for you to really take care of your physique, your bod, your physical condition. This month, maybe you need to stay on that regimen of making sure you're like taking those walks and doing the things. Maybe just the time that you're like, God, I guess I'll finally fucking go to the dentist. Whatever that looks like for you. Just take care of yourself. Okay. You feel me? You feel me? Mm-hmm. In a work way. And I feel like I alluded to this in June too. We're in a season that I really feel like you are continuing and starting, whatever it looks like, to make more and more progress in your kind of professional matters or your career, whatever that's looking like.
Flapping those wings.
Again, right. If you've been, you know, struggling so far, now is the time that things are going to really move forward. If you're somebody on that entrepreneurial hustle, starting your own business, then maybe a little companionship from a Cancer or Capricorn could help lead to some success in that endeavor. So be on the lookout for either one of those homies. If you are going to deal maybe with a little bit more responsibility, feeling a little bit more serious with matters related to your feelings, that might be going on this month, okay? There is a person kind of connected to that, right? With whom you're maybe in a relationship, could be romantic, could be platonic, could be familial, but they may feel a little neglected by you, okay? This is a time that maybe you need to lean into that a little bit. Maybe take things a little bit more seriously with that person. See what their needs are. Have those deep heart-to-hearts, okay? At the end of the month, around the 26th, I just want to say, like, prepare yourself perhaps for some additional responsibilities at home and in your personal life, okay? And honestly, I think that socially in these ways, you're kind of outlook for success or like happiness or good feelings or reconciliation really depends on whether you are open and can help kind of facilitate these conversations with this neglected person so that you guys can reconcile. So lean into that, okay? Listen, what I want to tell you generally about July, the overarching themes, if you've been feeling lonely, maybe a little abandoned, left in the dust, if you've been feeling stifled, like you're lacking that freedom that you like so deeply crave and the ability to kind of run out and just be wild on a whim, I really feel like that's going to change for you in the first few months of July. And I'm excited for you. I think it's going to be a good month. Huh. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do the Taurines. And by that, I mean the Tauruses.
We'll call them what we want.
Taurines, you've been called that before. You've been dreaming lately. You've been planning, scheming. Mm. Nothing's like super come to fruition yet, but this month got some really great opportunities. So nearly everywhere you go, I don't know how you're doing this, but nearly everywhere you go, you will be around influential people who have good intentions toward you. And at this one brief time, I wouldn't recommend this always, but apparently now, you can trust those in power in regards to your plans and dreams. Although I have to say, asterisk, that's hard to say quickly, you should really, really be careful with your ideas and get like copyrights and paper trails in order before you show anything to anyone. And please consider—
don't let these bitches ruin your life.
Please consider NDAs if necessary. I would just like hate for someone to get something stolen because I told you some bullshit about trusting tycoons on the July horoscope, you know? However, maybe be open to chatting with these tycoons that are around you somehow. And you can more specifically expect some positive changes in the career or project planning sphere between the 13th and the 21st. So some extra luck with it then. Plan your meetings accordingly. And you'll have an intense and positive relationship with a new Leo or Sagittarius in your life. So many meetings. So many meetings of new people for everyone this month. And it's truly just because we're all
little time.
We're just all out again doing shit, meeting each other. It makes sense. Anyway, this person, the Leo or Sagittarius, will be resourceful, strong, dynamic, quick-minded. This person could potentially be your soulmate or something similar. What? Like big time connection with this person that like could unfold into like big romance or maybe like a really beautiful business partnership that lasts a long time or like a super close lifelong friend. But you're going to have like a really deep connection with whoever this person is. I don't know. Or maybe you like have a really obsessive crush on them, but there's going to be like a really a person that's very sparkly to you coming your way soon. Leo or Sagittarius, keep an eye peeled.
That excites me, honestly. Me too.
Whatever that relationship is, it's very special.
Let's go, baby.
This is also a great time for you with tons of opportunities in friendship and professionally. And it's important to note that through all of this, your creativity will be at an all-time high. So you should really like show it off. And like you were definitely a contender for best month, I have to say. But I could only pick one. So, you know, whatever. But these supportive big wigs that I mentioned earlier and sexy Leos or Sagittariuses, they're really like they're here to blow on your creative fires this month. And I think that you might have a business orgy. It feels like I don't know.
Orgy of business.
What you're getting into after hours. But there's like some really good, exciting stuff coming down the pipe in interpersonally and with things that you're planning. So great. Look forward to that. Also, just like please temper your trust in these people that are helping you. Just that's all. That's all. And who's next?
Listen, next we are talking about the Capricorns. Hello, sweet caps. What's up? Listen, in July, this is a time to take care of your private sphere with greater care. As soon as time permits you this month, spend it with the people who are unique to you, who make you feel good, who are those people you like to have in your inner sanctum. Okay, sweet caps, let's do it. It is with these folks that kind of the main events and kind of the noodling and daydreaming about the future is gonna, I don't know, just come to fruition. A good space to kind of throw spaghetti at the wall, see who fits, lean into the comfort of daydreaming, okay? Without fear, you can talk about your feelings and desires, and I really love that for you, okay? If you've had some dreams that up until now have just lived in your imagination, maybe now's the time to speak them into existence. See if what, you know, what can come true? What can you do? I'm into it. I like it. Okay. At work, I know you hate to hear this because we know how you are. It's not like your greatest month, especially the second week. That seems a little icy. Could be some misunderstandings with a boss, a coworker, a peer. That seems like it might be on the agenda. Maybe some conflicts with colleagues, maybe dissatisfaction with the client. I don't love it. It's just out there, okay? It's happening. So remember that these kind of situations are normal. Everyone sooner or later experiences them, even you Capricorns who are so work-centric, okay? So don't be pissed at yourself. Don't try and explain everything away. You know, don't, I don't know. You don't have much to complain about here. I'm just saying, don't, you know, bury your head in the sand over this, okay? If you've got fears and doubts because of it, don't suffocate yourself. Maybe share with that friend who you were able to kind of romanticize with about the future, okay? They can also be a good sounding board when things feel, you know, rough. One bit of advice that this person could give you would be particularly useful. I think that is important to remember. I know you don't love to take advice, sweet caps, but I'm telling you, it might be a good idea this month, okay? You also do, though, have the propensity to maybe solve a case that's been a problem for you. Maybe it's at work, maybe it's not. Maybe there's, you know, some sort of ongoing ordeal, something you've been trying to noodle through for several days, and it's preventing you from taking care of some other stuff. I think this is a time that you'll be able to get through it. So if you face delays, if things drags on, don't get discouraged, okay? Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Take action. I know it's hard for you. I know you like to be right. And it's really worth, especially this month, trusting your own intuition. I also would warn you, just like I said to the sweet Sagittarius, not to forget about your health this month, okay? Changes in weather can make us, you know, I don't know, a little susceptible to being sick. So get that vitamin C, get that vitamin D. If you're feeling weird, go to the doctor. Don't put it off. That's advice truly we can all enjoy. I do want to say, maybe, I don't know, a more exciting, more romance-filled way. Look, you might be in a little bit of a romantic or poetic mood this July. You might be a little bit more romantic in a poetic mood this month. This is the exciting part of July. You could be perhaps ready to travel long distances, maybe have some searches. And in this mood, listen, I want you to lean into it. I want you to preserve these feelings as long as possible. Surround others with tenderness. Prove how kind of magnetic you can be as a human being, okay? This is the exciting, fun part of July. The stuff I gave you up front, it's the nitty gritty. Because I want you to know that you can really be in a fantastic mood this month and enter August that way too. So jot it down. Jamie, who we talking about next?
Leos, this month you're going to be able to lean into your innate intuition and creativity to wriggle out of a number of tricky situations. Also, it's your season, so like, you know, a little extra boost from that. But it doesn't seem like anything too crazy is coming down the pipe for you, but there may be just like heads up, small snafus in various areas, like just various obstacles. So more specifically, finances might be a little weird in July. Okay. And like, you're not alone. Like, a lot of people are having like a little bit of weird financial times, but you'll definitely have a desire for some big spending. And this might be really tough, but you're going to need to check your impulses on bigger purchases. So if you're thinking about maybe like a renovation, buying a property, a business to start, or like some other major purchase slash life decision, just heads up that you'll probably end up overspending at this time. It's like, for whatever reason, like the market's flooded or it's not a good time. You'll pay way too much. So something is driving the prices up, making the deal weird, and you will regret that second bathroom. So
listen, it be like that sometimes.
It does. Sometimes your contractor is a jackass, and sometimes that time is July. So here we are.
It's a very unregulated industry. Go on.
It truly is. Trying to get them to stick to a schedule is a nightmare. I've heard. I've never hired a contractor, please. Anyway, I know it's your birthday month, and you want the second bathroom, or you want the boat, or whatever it is, but maybe right now is the time to focus on creating an emergency fund. And I know that, like, you're a Leo in Leo season, and that's, like, super not sexy, but it kind of is sexy to be able to, like, pay for medical bills that are unexpected, or, and I'm not saying
financial something's gonna security happen. Is sexy. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Lean into that. Get excited about saving. And yeah, not to be too ominous, but I'm just saying that like your side hustles haven't been like as profitable as usual. And like, it's fine because like you had such a good year on your side hustles. You were just constantly coming into excess money here and there, but that has slowed for whatever reason. And maybe you're just like not giving it as much attention, but it also means that like your wallet is a little bit tighter. So just be aware of that. And would also be a good time to avoid quarrels and misunderstandings with your loved ones, as they could easily spiral out of control at this time.
So easily,
a spark in the dry summer heat. Just watch out. And this, like whatever financial temptations you're experiencing, is a good place and time to use that intuition I mentioned up top. It feels like maybe the conversation is going to explode that you're entering. Maybe don't touch it. Just like, not now. Use your inner instinct to figure that one out. Shouldn't be too tough. And
okay.
Your health, as far as that goes, a little rough in July, so sorry to tell you. Make sure you're getting enough exercise, vitamins, sunlight, etc., because there might be more specifically some respiratory illnesses in your future, and you will be extremely vulnerable to repeat infections, sorry to tell you. And with that bad news for your birthday, who's next?
Next, we are talking about the Libras. Hello, sweet Libras. Listen, it's July. Any day in here, it's a great day for you to plan a vacation. Maybe that for you is a business trip. I don't know. It's travel this month. That's what I want for you. I know a Libra traveling for business this month.
So do I.
You will catch a breath, a little bit of respite, you know, when this time of travel comes, because you finally have time to catch up on, like, I don't know, things that are outside of your routine and duties. I want you to just like thrive a little bit, have a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. Listen, if there are small matters that aren't urgent and you're like living in freedom, feel free to postpone for later in July, sweet Libras. Love that for you, okay? I know you're the big compromisers. I know you want to make everybody happy, but like make yourself happy this month. You feel me? Okay. Mm. Over time, there is plenty that can accumulate in these small matters, and you'll be able to deal with them, okay? You'll be able to. There's plenty to accumulate and plenty to get through, okay? It's wiser for you, if you need to do things, to, you know, ensure you're giving yourself like a recharging time so that when deadlines come up, everything you need to do, you can cross off with a refreshed energy, spirit, the vitality of it all. You know, come on. In the first week of the month, your personal charm, hello, sweet Libs, charming.
Libs.
Really is going to shine, okay? You have the ability to attract people, maybe a little romantic juju around you could significantly increase. Maybe you're just putting out that vibe. Your aura mm-hmm. says, let's fuck, mm-hmm. okay? Honestly, I'm into it. There's a certain person that might be so intrigued by you that, like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. That, like, I just think whatever this intrigue that they're putting out, like, it's going to turn you on. Like, you're going to be hot for how into you they are. Wow. Okay, you feel mm-hmm. me? It almost could be a little bit of a stormy romance. I see this as maybe a summer fling, maybe not something with, like, great sounds permanence. Like, but, like, sure. I don't know. Summer loving happens so fast. Get you some, okay? The only thing that could really disturb these romantic meetings is maybe a project you have kind of going on in the back burner that you maybe do need to finish as soon as possible. If you have some of these bigger things, I do want you to like do those as they come. I'm telling you to like push off the nitty gritty side, minute little bibbity bops of like daily task shit. You know, don't let that stuff keep you from fucking, but don't neglect major responsibilities by fucking. You feel me?
Sure,
you feel
yeah. me?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I also say, generally in July, this is a good time to try and combine, you know, anything matters related with business and entertainment. I want like business and pleasure, put them all together. Okay. Mm. You may have an event, maybe a little bit of a work spiel, maybe not, we'll see, but you might be noticed by an influential person. Okay. Maybe they're seeing a lot of potential in you, okay? This is an opportunity to prove that you have said potential, that it's not an illusion, okay? Lean into that. If you seem to be catching the eye of like a superior in a professional setting, enter that interaction with confidence, with intrigue, with enthusiasm, and don't be afraid that, you know, you don't measure up or something, because you do, and it's your time to shine. It could lead to good stuff in the future. And on that note, who are we talking about next?
Next, it's time for Scorpios. Scorpios. Wow. At a time when we are all truly struggling so hard to keep up with the many demands of a newly open world, you are crushing it in nearly every area. And also, you're also making it to every goddamn event. And I don't know how, but somehow you're doing everything. So get ready to enjoy like a ton of social, family, and work activities without getting burnt out. So congratulations on that one. I'm really jealous about that. I feel like sometimes I have a shorter amount of social energy, and I'm glad for you. But it's really, really not to be annoying. Time to start saving money and or dialing back expenses. Like, I'm sure that there are lots and lots of dinners, concerts. Oh, and by the way, concerts, you're like especially apparently loving some live music this July. So cool. Like, book some concerts. But yeah, you're doing concerts and dinners and trips, etc. And you're paying for a lot of stuff. And if you don't like dial it back a little bit soon, then you could be in some trouble in the not so distant future. However, and I almost feel like I've told you this before in the last year or so, financial problems that you're having aside, it seems like there's someone in your sphere who can and would lend you money. I'm not saying to like start asking around, but like somebody near you would say yes. And just to help you narrow it down, this could be perhaps a Cancer or a Capricorn. And even if you don't borrow money from either of them, these two are going to be super important to you this month. And one of them may even offer you a promotion or a little career boost. So connect with a Cancer or a Cap at this time. Also, watch out, and this is the most Scorpio fucking shit ever. So watch out for people trying to sabotage you this July.
With and your genitals? What? Okay.
I have to wonder, like, sabotage feels like such a theme for Scorpios that once in a while I'm like,
because they love sabotage.
Is okay. there a little bit of like projection and or paranoia? Because that's something you do too happening. I don't know. Just asking.
It's karma.
I don't know.
Karma.
We'll see. Anyway, real or imagined, various people in your life are trying to provoke you this month. Do not engage if you can. That endless energy that you had that I mentioned at the beginning for all of your activities, it will be zapped if you just like get into the petty shit with your like theoretical haters. I'm not sold that people are actually coming for you. Sorry, I'm not trying to gaslight you, but like I'm just like not sure that it's not you. Anyway, okay, don't mean to be
petty, huh?
So dismissive of your experience, but who's next?
Listen, speaking of sabotage, we have reached that point. Superlatives. Oh. Here we are. And I am here to tell you on the sabotagey note who is having the worst month ever. Listen, Virgos, you know it's you.
You do.
I'm sorry. Your birthday is impending. It's coming up in the next few months, but it's not now. And this time does not look great. Sorry about it. Listen. In kind of a lighthearted way, at the beginning of the month, I see on the horizon that maybe there could be like a new group of people appearing, maybe some colleagues, maybe some friends, you know, composed of all the above, perhaps. And you might spend a lot of time in their company. But here's the thing. It could be a situation that occurs that will affect you, okay? Might change your personal beliefs or views.
Oh, my.
Listen. It's better to consider whether you really need these kind of friends. Whether you should be in their company. It's a lot of warnings, Virgos. A lot of warnings this July. Because maybe these people around you are maybe experiencing maybe a little bit of your magnetism. Maybe you're experiencing a little bit of theirs. But be vigilant, okay? Because in many situations, the heart will take precedent over reason for you. And this may not get you out for good, okay? Listen, those of you in solid relationships, I think this group of friends could fuck shit up for you, okay? Yeah, what? Are you going to stray? Because here's the thing. Maybe you're feeling a lot of success. Maybe you're feeling like a lot of people are romantically attracted to you. And I'm pretty sure you might lean into abusing that this month, Virgos. Might be a little tempted.
Maybe we're gonna be watching
maybe
you.
You're happy to have this kind of attention. Okay? Listen, I don't like it. There's somebody who might be coming for a visit, somebody coming to stay with you, okay? You may need to be prepared for this, okay? Maybe this is somebody who's going to get you in a little bit of trouble. I just feel like you're thinking about straying. We can't know. Are you in a relationship? Or maybe great. You're single, but this person is just bad news. There's a lot of manipulation going on both sides, okay? Maybe they're using you for things. Maybe you're just like happy to have the attention. I don't know.
Perhaps it doesn't a competitive seem- partner. You don't know.
We don't know. It seems a little earnest, and it does not seem like it's coming from genuine good places, okay? So under no circumstances am I encouraging you to stray this month. I'm just saying it seems like you're encouraging you to stray this month, okay? I see you, okay? But listen, maybe this person, maybe one of these people in this group, they might have a little bit of an important message for you. Maybe there's somebody out here who is, I don't know, feels a little bit more genuine than the rest. I would encourage you to listen to that person carefully if you can separate your ego from it for a minute, okay? I'm not trying to get rough with you, Virgos, but I'm trying to get rough with you a little bit because it seems like you're trying to get sexually rough with everyone else for your own pleasure without thought for anyone's emotions, and I just don't
or
like
any
it.
Any broken okay? homes.
I don't like it all. Broken homes, Virgos. I don't want this from you this month, but it seems like you're trying to break them. Shattering windows, shattering homes. Stealing men, stealing
all the
women.
Dishes. Yep.
Listen, breaking people's things. I just listen. It's tough love sometimes here.
Behave yourself.
On horoscopes. That's all I'm saying. That's my warning. Take heed. And on that note, Jamie, who are we not reprimanding? Who is having the best month ever this July?
Now for the best, you guys have really, you know who you are now. I know you do, but you've really been at the bottom of the barrel, pun intended, for quite a while. And, Pisces, congratulations. This is, the best month for you. And get ready to travel. It's going to be like a lot of travel this month. And
okay.
Also, a flurry of ideas as often as one often has when traveling. I find that sometimes I do. I don't want to speak for everyone, but
okay.
Seems like you've been traveling like in some recent months as well, but that maybe it's been like a little bit tough or weird, like mostly for work and or COVID reasons. It's been tough traveling that you maybe didn't want to do. However, at this time it will change, and it will be, while it may still be for work, the travel, it will become infinitely more pleasurable. Maybe you're moving to a new location, or just like the world opening up in wherever you're stationed is like got you feeling much better. I don't know. But the main themes of your month will be experiences, ideas, and deep feelings. And that's all your shit. That's all your favorite shit. There may also...
We know about you.
We really do. There also may be a shift in your emotional sphere this month as you develop deeper feelings for someone very, very close to you. This is likely a casual sexual partner that is perhaps no longer so casual, or maybe just like a person who's always around, or a best friend who you're like, what's going on here? Is this something? I don't know. It probably is. So,
is this something? Is this nothing? Is this anything?
We don't know, but July is a really great time to explore those more intense connections, whatever they might be. You'll also have plenty of cash coming in, you guys. Cancers and Pisces,
what?
I guess. Like,
I was going to say, I thought it was just the Cancers, but what's up, Pisces?
I guess
get that money.
Well, and the Scorpios, remember, had a mysterious benefactor around them who would bail them out if anything happened. So the water signs are really... flushed with cash, not to continue to make fish puns, but
listen, money doesn't grow on trees, but apparently it comes from the ocean.
It does. It bubbles right up from the depths we don't know about. So you'll have plenty of cash coming in this month. That's amazing. And this will obviously aid your travels and your experiences. And it kind of sounds like, if I'm honest, like you're about to have like a Thelma and Louise style July, like minus the abuse, assault, and tragic end, you know, but like that.
Don't love that part. But
you
sure.
have like a person that you're like extra vibing with. And it seems like a lot of people have like a buddy they're vibing with this month. And you're hitting the road with plenty of money and you're not wanted. I think it sounds great. Anyway, enjoy traveling with them and having money. But
I love it.
But at the end of the month, like many other people, you too will get a blast from the past when you meet up with someone that you used to know who was important to you at a different time in your life. And this person's going to have like a lot of sage advice for you. And you're not always open to taking advice, but this would be a good time. Like you should maybe jot a few things down during this chat, especially in regards to the projects you're planning. And this person could really help you with their tips, tricks, input, etc., on that flurry of ideas you are having. So yeah,
okay,
driving around getting ideas, talk to this old acquaintance about them, and honestly you'll actually be able to implement a lot of these ideas. So that's amazing. And just don't forget to bring up all your like new inventions and your witch podcast idea to this person when they show up in your life again.
Oh, your witch podcast idea.
I don't know. It feels very Pisces. It could happen. So bring it up and,
right.
And enjoy your month. And that's all. That's a wrap. Congratulations.
That's it. And that's all from your non-astrologers. Listen, y'all, as always, you can find us on the internet, on Instagram at Why Are You Like This Pod, on Twitter at WAYLTTweets, and as always, via email at whyareyoulikethispod@gmail.com. Good morning, good night, good evening, good day. We'll catch you with some other stuff, and we'll be back in August. Well, we'll be back in July.
We sure will.
But to tell you about August, you feel? Yeah.
We do.
Bye.
Bye.